credit to the chairman that he withstood the pressures and the amounts and the size of the bids that would have broke all transfer records here at this football club. So that's credit to himself. I think it shows what vision he has and obviously what position we're in. And it was tested at times, I understand that, and totally see both sides of the position the chairman was in. But thankfully for myself, I think for the club, the fans and the players, that everyone stayed intact and the squad remained together and we can try and continue what we started. I built up a very good relationship with the chairman, not only a working one but a personal one, and I think that's shown in what we set out here and what we're trying to achieve. Obviously fending off lots of interest for Bradley and John Egan. Obviously the obvious what it is that we're trying to maintain and push for promotion, but they're two young players that will only get better, as will the whole squad. So I think I feel the chairman came to the right decision, but the proof of being a pudding now at the end of the season. We've made John an offer of a new contract. That's with John and his representatives. John's top boy, and I understand he's leaving that side of it to his representatives. He's concentrating on the football. His performances prove that, and what will be, and it will take care of itself. But again, John's a good age. He's developing. He's under the age of 24. So whatever way that works out, we will receive a fee for John. But again, credit to the chairman that he stayed strong and kept the group together.